If you would like a free newsletter on this or other subjects, just give us a call at Christian Answers. The phone number is area code 512-218-8022. That's 512-218-8022. Or you could email us at cdebater@aol.com. That's cdebater@aol.com.
It's sort of like a monolithic organization, but when you start breaking down Roman Catholics, they start getting into all their little camps and different aspects, and you find things that are really different. Like if you go down to South America, for instance, you've got Roman Catholics down there that are nothing more than spiritists that use the Roman Catholic Church as a place to worship their ancestors, you know, but it's across the globe. Roman Catholicism can be almost anything they want it to be, depending on what's going on. And what's interesting is these Roman Catholic apologists are defending this. But here's another book by another Roman Catholic, Goodbye, Good Men. And what he's saying here is how liberals brought corruption into the Catholic Church. Now, this guy is a Roman Catholic.
Right, so he would agree with St. Janus that the liberals have corrupted them.
Yeah, and then up here it says, absolutely astonishing, this bombshell book reveals a seminary underworld in which homosexual promiscuity is rampant, and seminarians who support the Church's teachings are persecuted. Mm. And that's by Rod Dutcher of the National Review. Mm. So all this is documented in publications all over the place. Mm. So you're looking at almost half the Roman Catholic priests being homosexuals, even a pope, and then the other popes have been covering up the activities that have been going on. Now here's just another publication. Let's see what we got here. We got, as you can see on your screen, Pope Paul VI, homosexuality, rumor or reality. And in this article, it's documenting everything that he was having an affair with an Italian movie star. And he documented all this. And then it says here, Catholic rights for practicing homosexuals during Pope's England visit. So you got that there. And there's even a picture of two Roman Catholic seminarians kissing each other at the seminary. Then you got here another article from April 5th, 2010. Catholic Church abuse allegations ripple across the globe. And then I've got another article here by the Associated Press, AP exclusive. As you can see on your screen, future Pope stalled pedophile case. Mm. And it gets into how this Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, do you happen to know which Pope he was?
Yeah, Pope Benedict.
Benedict the 16th, right. Anyway, and this is part of one reason he might have retired, is all the scandals that were going on that were being exposed all over the press. And then there was also that little situation where they were trying to blame the Pope's chauffeur on all that money getting ripped off. So I think that tied to him also, which forced his resignation. Now, looking at a few more articles here, June 28, 2010, Pope says Mary is in all places and times. So Mary, the Virgin Mary, has the attributes of God and can be everywhere at the same time. You see, folks, I'm not making this up. You're seeing it with your own eyes on the screen. It says here in this article from March 22nd, 2010, the Pope will not remove homosexual priests. So homosexual priests are going to be able to stay right where they are and do what they need to. Every time one of them gets in trouble, they just move them somewhere else. Mm-hmm. It stays within in the church. And there's a whole bunch of information. There's another picture of Pope Benedict XVI. Let's see what
else. This is mostly coming out of the Christian news.
Which is picking it up from everywhere else.
Picking up, right.
That's why I get the Christian news.
Gathering points.
So I don't have to buy all these other publications. I just get one publication, and he puts all this kind of stuff in there. Let's see what we got here. Homosexually, May 3rd, 2010, from the Roman Catholic Weekly, The Wanderer, from April 22nd, this is coming from a Roman Catholic publication, The Wanderer, homosexuality is at the root of Rome's crisis. So these are Roman Catholic publications bringing up this stuff. It's not like we're just sitting here and making this up. It's all the documented, Associated Press, Time Magazine brought stuff like this up. In fact, here's another one from November 22nd, 2010. And as you can see on your screen, this has all three of the books I just showed to the audience a while ago. And it gets into all the homosexuality going on in the Roman Catholic Church. Here, this is off a website I picked up from a Roman Catholic website, where they're basically, let's see, they're basically saying, this is from May 17, 2011, Roman Catholic Universalism, the teaching of the Church in Dominus Jesus. And it's getting into some of these more modern Roman Catholic doctrines, which are much like Vatican II, and it's Lumen Gentium, you know, just saying even atheists can be saved if they're sincere. So they're promoting universalism. Everybody's going to make it, even atheists. Homosexuality is rampant, but we're not going to do anything about it. Everybody stays where they are. They just move around if it gets exposed. And too many altar boys have been attacked, so move them somewhere else. Here's another one from September 20th, 2010. Rome now supports evolution.
Right.
So,
similar article.
Right. So there it is on the screen so you can see it. Here we have Pope's defense of homosexual priests exposed from June 7, 2010. And they have reference to the rite of sodomy, which we've already seen by a Roman Catholic scholar. It's just there, Pope's defense of homosexual priests exposed. Let's see what else. I'll get through with this in a moment, but I think I'm pressing the point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's January 15th. 2010, Pope rejects Athanasian Creed. Just for a moment, could you, without me reading all this, could you tell the people how important the Athanasian Creed is and what it means to reject that?
Well, it's absolutely important, dealing with the deity of Jesus Christ and the person of Jesus Christ. It surprises me that that kind of headline. I'd like to read the article. What is the rationale for the Pope rejecting the Athanasian Creed?
Basically, because it comes from his book. Let me go to page 13, because this is just the front. The rest of the article is back here, page 13. Pope rejects Athanasian Creed. John Paul met with Muslims more than 60 times during his long pontificate. He spoke comfortably of Jews, Christians, and Muslims as sons of Abraham, pointed out the injustices that motivate religious terrorism, and in Syria in 2001, became the first pope to enter a mosque. His emphasis on the importance of reaching out to other religious traditions was longstanding. 15 years earlier, in the fall of 1986, he had gone to Assisi for a day of prayer for peace with representatives of Eastern churches, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Alan Bisak, the South African apartheid advocate and president of the World Alliance of Reformed Churches, and other Christian notables. They were joined there by Jews, Sikhs, Hindus, Muslims, practitioners of African traditional religions, that's like the voodoo witch doctors, and Buddhists, some 200 in all. And basically it looks like it's mainly talking about John Paul II and how he is stating that there's this universal salvation, where the Athanasian Creed, which as you know, says if you don't believe the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the doctrine of the Trinity, if you deny that, there's no salvation.
Which the Muslims
for you.
Do. So,
and all these other ones, the Jews, the Sikhs, the African traditional religionists.
Is the article saying that he rejects it by his practices, or did he actually come out and say that he had now come to the conclusion that the Athanasian Creed was too narrow.
Well, based on the other articles that I've already run through here, yeah. This is looking like it's more from his actions than they're giving me any quotes here as I'm scanning through this quickly. But I know he said that to some effect in other publications where he's saying, you know, whatever religion you are, you'll be saved. And it also goes back to a documented Roman Catholic, like that one website I brought up a minute ago, where they're actually showing the doctrines endorsed by these popes, which in some of these Roman Catholic sites are saying they're anti-popes.
If you like our YouTube channel, please subscribe by clicking on the subscribe button and then by also clicking the bell above to get an automatic update whenever we produce another YouTube video for our See Answers TV channel. Please share our videos with your friends and relatives. May God bless you. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what is done for Christ will last. See related videos by tapping or clicking the screen.